Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Hey, man, it's a great morning, isn't it? It's a great morning if you're in the stock market. I wonder why. I wonder if there could there be any connection, you morons, you moonbats out there, between what Trump is doing in the market. Nah, that's ridiculous. It's fabulous. Now, I'm one of the 53% invested in the stock market. I'm not getting into my personal affairs. But, I just checked how much the value of what I have since January 1st has been. It's unbelievable. And, oh, no, it's got nothing to do with Trump. It's because of Barack Obama. We're waiting for David Horowitz, the New York Times bestselling author. He's the author of Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. He's got a tremendous book out with endorsements from everyone. It's a great book on what Trump's agenda is. And these damn fools, if I ever had to contain my language on a show, I have to contain it today. These morons out there who are criticizing Trump, mounting a rebellion against him, demanding his impeachment. I mean, now that idiot Jane Fonda, that traitor who should be executed, she comes on. And what are they talking about? They don't even have a message. It's killing them. I don't know what's going to happen. I can only talk about now. So you can come back a year from now and say what a fool you were. When you do talk radio, when you come on, you can only talk about what's happening now. I can predict, like anybody else, the future. But it's so, I'm trying to save a lot of this for David Horowitz when he comes on here today. It's so incredible. In spite of Trump's repulsive personality in many cases, and I'm not denying it, I said a million times on this show, and if there's one message I want to get to you loony birds out there, if anybody is left listening to me who supported Hillary, oh, by the way, Hillary wants her own TV show now to prepare for 2020. It's unbelievable. If there's anybody who can't get what I'm going to say, anybody, I mean, why don't you go for psychiatric help? Every time I talk about Trump and every time I talk about Hillary or what's going on the left, I make it very, very clear. I think Trump is pompous. I think he's bellicose. I think he's contradictory. He lies at times. They all lie. Get that through. Obama never lied, and Obama never stopped lying. Obama is a braggadocio. I mean, he is, absolutely. I don't even think that was a Freudian slip. Trump is a braggart. I have never, ever, ever denied that. But I don't care. I don't care. look what this guy is doing in the first 6 days. It's so remarkable. And not everything is perfect, but I'm thinking, oh, he'll get in. It'll take months, and we'll do this, and we'll do that with the executive orders and removing the regulations. It's positively mind-boggling what he is doing. Done it in 6 days already. And, yes, there are conflicts. Oh, and gee, Kellyanne Conway is a devil, isn't she? She's great. Boy, is she sharp. Boy, is she on target. She can handle anything. She's got guts. Oh, and they're talking about how she's lying with alternative facts. How many times did Josh Earnest ever tell the truth when he stood up at that podium? Oh, he'll end up with a multi-million dollar career, just like his predecessor. I can't even think of his name. I just as soon forget him. But it doesn't matter if you're the press person, Sean Spicer, or the spokesperson. Well, Hope Hicks doesn't get, she's behind the scenes. Or the spokesperson or the communications head, Kellyanne Conway. One little distorted fact, and it can't be proven that it's distorted. Now they're on Trump for so many things, it's unbelievable. I sit here and I think, and I want to discuss this with David Horowitz. How does Trump survive all this? I find, honestly, I'm not that easily impressed anymore. I don't know how, I mean, I just can't believe it. He's being attacked from everywhere. Am I the only smart guy out here who says, take a look at what he's doing? Deregulation. He's going to go for corporate tax reduction. He's going to stop these illegal, do his best he can for illegals coming in from Syria, put a moratorium on it. He's picked a whole bunch of countries where they can't come in. And what do the critics like that, the repulsive Matt Lauer on the Today Show say? Oh, what about, you know, what about Saudi Arabia and others? He's not stopping anyone from Saudi. This is unbelievable. But what Trump even did, I said, when Obama tried to sneak out the back door in his last attempt to destroy America, he put through a approval for a payment of $221 million to the PLO. Trump stopped that now, and it's going to go before Congress. This is amazing. It's amazing. Let me give you another complete fool. I don't know why I did it. There are things that I won't do now that I did for years and years and years. I went to the John Kennedy Library, and I saw, actually I did it twice. I saw Madeleine Albright speak once, and I saw her. I can't stand the people who were there, so I can't stay just for that. And I saw Nancy Pelosi. I walked out about 15 minutes into the Nancy Pelosi idiotic tirade. And Madeleine Albright, I walked out on her too. You know, when she found out she was born Jewish, you know, like Kerry's got Jewish blood, oh, they were humiliated. They don't want any reference to that. No. So she found out she was Jewish. She converted to, I think, Catholicism. That's okay. I don't have any problem with it. But why would you be ashamed of being Jewish? And now she comes out with a statement yesterday. Are you ready for this? That she is going to register as a Muslim. Keith Olbermann is ready to mount a campaign to impeach Trump. He moved out of Trump Towers when Trump got elected. You know, you spited us all, didn't you, Keith? Another absolutely revolting individual. New York is going to, and when I'm trying to save a lot of this and trying not to get into a lot of detail for if we can get reestablished with David Horowitz. $7 billion New York will save by the threats of sanctuary cities. And these people like de Blasio and Rahm Emanuel, they are so proud to defend sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities like San Francisco and like many others, If you're an illegal alien who's committed a crime, you are protected. Even for those of you who support the conservative platform or a theology that is to the right of center, can you explain this? I'm not even talking about Chelsea Handler and Madonna and all these total nitwits from Hollywood. You know, I'd like to actually address an audience, but I don't think I would for fear of my life. I mean, I'm not stupid. I don't belong to the Secret Service, and I'm not putting my life up here. Although there's one agent, she's serving, and she would not take a bullet for the president. Sorry. That's your job. I have a close family member who is a member of one of these services. I don't want to get into any more detail. He said it doesn't matter what his feelings are. He puts them aside. His job as a protector is, if he has to take a bullet. What's going on now is really scary. It's very scary. I'm still really confident. I am so thrilled with what's going on. I mean, for years, when a market crashed and it started, I didn't bother to look anymore. I just told my wife, who's brilliant, oodle smarter than I am, you check it. I'm not even going to follow this anymore. I mean, I follow it, but it's not a day-to-day thing. Oh, you know, here's how we did today. Nobody wants to face the reality of what's happening. They just don't. You'd rather suffer in the interests of social justice, which you can take and... All right, the funny thing is, I'm actually happy. Doesn't sound it, does it?
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to bizradioclub.com.
Ah, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Juan Williams from Fox News. I've been talking with Stu, and let me tell you, Stu Taylor is a man who knows what he's talking about. Stu comes at you, and I'm coming from the left, remember. Stu comes at you with honesty, insight, and you better be prepared. It makes for great radio.
Hey, Laurie, can I have this dance?
Absolutely.
I'd love to dance to that song. That would be great. All right, next time I see you, dress up, and I'll put on my 70s outfits. And,
oh, fantastic.
I'll just swirl
Bell
you
bottoms.
Around like Travolta did.
Yeah.
With Karen Lynn Gorney.
You might hurt your back again.
Oh, thanks. Thank you very much.
You might not want to do that.
I'm just going to get back on here, and here's a typical example. I understand it. I understand how this, I think I understand pretty much how the game of life works by now. If I don't, then shame on me. People who are listening, and they listen to these little audio cuts, and it's very flattering what these people say. And of course, the ones who say terrible things about me, we don't use those. Could you imagine getting an endorsement for a book when I wrote my book and I got some great endorsements? Can you imagine me asking for an endorsement? The guy said, your book stinks. And I'll say, give me an endorsement anyway. I mean, it's called marketing. It's called publicity. It's called savvy. Juan Williams, you just heard that cut. I've interviewed thousands, I was going to say hundreds, I've interviewed thousands of people. I personally, Juan Williams is as nice a guy as you'd ever want to talk with. I mean, I'm not taking him up. After the two or three interviews I did, here's my private email. When you come to New York, we'll go out to lunch. You know, whether he meant it or he gave me his private email. I don't really care about this stuff. I mean, I'll go if Trump asks me to lunch. And you know what the funny part of it is? I'm too overwhelmed right now, and so is he, but I do have a relationship of sorts with it's all by phone, folks. You gotta clarify everything. I've never met Hope Hicks, his inside communications director, and we've had many of these communications, and I'm going to ask her for an opportunity to meet Trump. I don't really care about any of these others. Juan Williams is an absolute perfect example. His views are very far to the left. And a lot of these people, they come on here and they take a position, and it's part of the act. It's like Joe Scarborough. It's part of the, I don't know really what he believes. It's part of the act. You begin to brainwash yourself because your personal gains are so great. I don't think that's the case with Juan Williams. I mean, he's sober. The same thing could be applied to Geraldo Rivera. And if you listen to them a lot of the time, they're all bright. All of them. And they, and a lot of times they're on solid footing. And at other times, I like the five. I what can I tell you? I like the five. I can't watch it every day, but I try to watch it. Kimberly Guilfoyle, either Geraldo or Juan Williams or Bob Beckel, Eric Bowling, who's just wonderful, the beautiful Dana Perino, and the nutcake but brilliant Greg Gutfeld. It's a great group. I mean, they're all smart. They're all prepared. And when you listen to Juan Williams or Bob Bechtel, who's, I mean, this guy's so far off somewhere. He really believes it. He got fired from the show 2 years ago for swearing on air. They brought him back. I mean, he's an interesting personality, and I'm sure he's a nice guy person. I can't stand him. But that you have to. You can't have four conservatives or three conservatives and one moderate and no far lefty. And Juan Williams, as bad as he is, he's terrible. Beckel is worse. And I'm not giving away any secrets here. And I can see the looks on Kimberly Guilfoyle's face. I love Kimberly. And I'm talking politics. I mean, she's not my type. I don't think I'm her type either. Dana Perino is my type. But I'm not her type either, I'm sure. And Kimberly said to me off, I says, Kimberly, how can you stand it? She says, it's part of the act, isn't it? She says, no, Stu, I am so aggravated. It is not part of the act with Juan Williams and Bob Beckel. Geraldo is, you know, guy's in his early 70s, been around so long, I'm just going to give him a pass. But it's mainstream America that I'm worried about, because it's not like having a rally of 500 and having the cameras pan so it looks like thousands. When I used to do professional boxing, and I did it for TV, you know, the camera's at one particular angle where you look at the ring. And if it's not a big, I'm not giving away any trade secrets here. If where the camera is facing, the stands are vacant, then you look on the sides and where you're sitting and it's not. You know, I would tell the producer and I tell him, I said, could you get some people to sit across where the camera goes? So at least it looks like the place is filled. Now, I'm not Jim Lampley, but I had some pretty good crowds and I did a lot of world championship fights. I suppose I could come on here and talk about it, but at this point, who the hell cares? I have to tell you, as I just take a moment here, it was thrilling. I did it with my good friend, still my good friend, former three-time world boxing champion, Dangerous Dana Rosenblatt. And it's funny when I look back, because I'm a solo guy doing shows, but two of the greatest shows I ever did were with Dana Rosenblatt. The name of the show was In This Corner. Everybody in boxing, from Don King to Sugar Ray Leonard, he used to come on. I remember one show we had 13 guests on. And Dana's so charming, so handsome, so bright. So articulate. It was like honest to goodness, it was like some of the greatest times in my life. These things don't last forever. Traveling around and doing these sometimes world boxing championships, we in a non-sexual sense, it's like we were born to be together doing this. I had the same relationship with Rico Petrocelli. And I had a lot of great years with Rico, two fabulous guys. I say fabulous guys. I mean, not only in front of the public, away from the public. I've talked about that a lot. Okay. I don't know. Somehow, again, I get veered off here talking about Juan Williams and Beckel. And I understand how this game works. But what scares me is there are people now on the fanatical left, and they're not in touch with reality at all. Because it's just like they hated Bush, only this is worse. They hate Trump so much that it wouldn't matter what he did. They'll take it and twist it and they'll turn it. And again, even though there's a lot I can talk about, and please forgive me, I don't prepare my interviews. I just don't. I don't prepare most of my interviews. It's just the way it is. I mean, I have knowledge when I go in. I think sufficient knowledge, and I do what I do, and I guess if I were that bad after 17 years, I'd be off. But trying not to get into the kinds of things and sanctuary cities and torture I'm going to have to, I guess, if David Horowitz doesn't call in. And I've interviewed him before. He's a good guy. He's out in California. I'm hoping my publicist will wake him up. I'm not angry. Stuff happens. He's a good guy. And if he doesn't come on today, I'm just going to reschedule him immediately, which I generally don't do to people who don't show up. Yeah, there's a lot of the inner workings of what we do. This is Stu Taylor. We'll be back with or without David Horowitz.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist and author of the new book, Crimes Against Liberty, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Not trying to brag about that, but just happy about it. I just did a great interview with your host, Stu Taylor, who is one of the best out there. He's on fire. He's almost more on fire than I am. He should have his show. Hey, he does have his show. He is awesome. You're lucky to have him.
All right, you know what we're going to do? I just wrote a little note. If you're listening, Tuck, you're unbelievable. I'm going to send you a whole list of new music. I think I'm going to go where no man has gone before. Oh, wait a minute. That's not an original statement. They'll get me for plagiarism, oral plagiarism. I'm going to start going into some of the topics that I'm sure I'd be talking about with David Horowitz, whom I have tremendous respect. I won't do this when he comes on for the introduction, but David Horowitz in his younger days, I guess I've been smart all my life. I couldn't articulate my position, and I think my I know my parents years back were registered Democrats, so when I got old enough to register, I registered as a Democrat. I didn't really follow any of this. And then I went to a fundraiser, can't remember who it was, and it doesn't matter, and I shouldn't mention his name, a Republican. My dear friend used to host fundraisers at his home, which is, I mean, it's a great place to have a fundraiser. It's spectacular, and I started to listen, and then I got involved. People say you got mentors, you got heroes. I got two heroes, my mother and father. That's it. But I do have people from whom I've learned a lot. I try to learn something from everyone. And one of them was my late dear friend, Maury Simons, who I mentioned on the show. God, I wish I could. You know, I used to ask him even when I started to have radio, Maury, please come on with me. He started, he didn't want to. He says, I don't think so, kid. He used to call me kid. Man, brilliant ability to look. If he could see what's happened today and what he predicted 25 years ago, it's unbelievable. He was so sophisticated in politics that I used to, well, I was in the gift business and we had showrooms and I used to just, I used to have a good time. I really, really had a good time. And I go in his showroom and I just sit and listen and listen and listen. And I was so fascinated and captivated by what he said that I started to formulate my thoughts around what he said. And the man could analyze, I'm telling you, his analysis was, I don't know, I don't want to exaggerate, as good as anyone I've ever seen on television. God, I wish you were around. I would drag him in here to do the show with me. And we've come from then to now. And Maury's warning was, and he said it, I remember when he said it before he died, he said, kid, I am telling you this country is going to be so changed. And he started, that's why I'm hesitating. He's so changed, kid, in 20 years. You won't believe it's America. And then he started to list all the reasons and what was happening. And I mean, obviously not with specifics. Who knew, you know, Barack Obama? Who knew? You know, not the names. And God, he was right. I wish I could just tell him how right he was. And we're looking at issues now that are really fabricated in nationalism, in populism, and less, and much less than an ideology, because the world has changed. And people say, oh, you've changed. You used to say this, and you used to say, yeah. The person who doesn't change and adapt is the person who's left behind. My ideology, my basic overall ideology hasn't changed. It's just not as important as adhering to me, to following the concepts of nationalism and populism, because certain things just don't work today. It doesn't work, for example, and yeah, I was a hawk. It doesn't work just to go to war. And I'm trying to think of how to say this in a humane way so it isn't misinterpreted. I didn't know any better, I guess, when I used to watch Cookie Roberts when she was young and really rather attractive. She's turned into another fruitcake as she's aged. Cookie Roberts was on one of the network shows the other day and was talking about our obligation to the 7 million orphans, however many there are around the world. Our obligation. Does it sound inhumane to say, We can't bring these people in? And do you know why we can't bring them in? Because we can't endanger the safety, the security, our financial situation. We don't have the capital resources to take care of them. I say, Bria, if we can bring some in, and I'm all for having a certain amount of funding support them. But why is it that the United States is the only country that has the values, has had the values to do this? We can't fix the world. It has to be America first. You know why? If it's America first, a lot of the other countries will follow. It has to be. And there are a lot of ways to go about this. It's no longer, I said, nationalism and populism versus ideology. I mean, it's no longer ideology. Barry Hussein Obama is a true ideologue, and he scared the hell out of me. He was delusional, but he was a believer. Oh, the worst kind of believer. Hillary wasn't, or isn't. Hillary is a power-grabbing, greedy, racketeering head of a criminal organization who sold out our secrets and is a serial liar. I think I got it pretty much in one sentence. She's not an ideologue. She sees the winds are blowing to the left. She'll go to the left of Elizabeth Warren. And, oh, God, don't get me started on Elizabeth Warren. Could you imagine President Elizabeth Warren, the chief of this tribe? I mean, I'd throw bricks through every television. She's so repulsive. But Hillary, this has all been kind of planned and contrived, and I don't know whether it's true or not. Imagine her getting her own TV show in preparation for running for the presidency at age 74. I have to just say that I don't sit around and pray all the time, but if I did, I'd pray for Trump to stay healthy. I'll tell you, there are so many forces against him, the right, the left, the media, Hollywood, of course, rotten Hollywood. I hope he stays healthy. And for those who think he's an idiot, an intellectual idiot, I'm hearing the same things I heard from people in the circle of Washington, what they said about George W. Bush. That George W. is actually a smart guy. He just didn't, he didn't sound it when he spoke, but he's a smart guy. And they all these progressives focus on a look on his face when someone whispered into his ear that 9/11 happened. I wonder what kind of a look I'd have on my face. I'd be paralyzed. It's unfair. It's unjust. It's a bigoted system. I mean, there's no way around it in terms of the partisanship in this country. And Sean Spicer just conducted a press conference. Now, I think for 146 years or something, I don't have these numbers. I just heard it. You know, AP maybe get the first question. This time was the New York Post. They had a fit. Is there any way I can put into words to say how much I enjoy this? Man, I'm loving it. At the same time, I'm respectful, and I understand what it is I do. I will not mention the guest I had on here recently. It was she was a woman, and I've got a wife, two daughters. I've got a granddaughter and a grandson. And then she started to talk about the Million Man March and the misogyny by Trump. And I had a couple of things to say. It was all very quiet. It wasn't during a break. She was very nice. And then I said, I don't think we should talk about this anymore. And then when we came back, I praised her book. I gave her 100% respect because one thing had nothing to do with another. I mean, tell me, am I reasonable? All right, one more segment. I'm in the mood to do about 4 hours this morning, about 15 minutes.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure.
800-635-4993.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more on your federal or state income taxes, I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS, with their Fresh Start initiative, is offering more flexible terms to Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. They can help you lift your wage garnishments, stop bank levies, and put your tax problem behind you once and for all. If you owe tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS or state, our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, we can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your debt for far less than what you owe. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642.
Biz Talk Radio.
Imus, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Tony Blankley, the Washington Times columnist. Listen to Stu Taylor, the smartest voice in Boston.
I hope I've saved something for the last segment. I've been going off in an emotional tirade with Laurie, having a discussion with her about what's going on, and she's pretty sharp. She knows what's going on, so I'd call it mostly venting on my part. The progressive movement in this country is, it's scary. It's frightening because of the extent that people will go through. I have no doubt whatsoever. And the Trump family, even Tiffany, his daughter, I was... They're all in danger if they're not surrounded by security. I went on some website yesterday. I happened to be just relaxing, and it took me 15 minutes to read this whole thing about Trump and his family. I can't relate the article. It's pretty interesting. But you know what I say to people out there? Just get educated. And, you know, you want to talk about alternative facts, to play on Kellyanne Conway, alternative facts, questioned by the likes of Matt Lauer and that disgusting Chuck Todd. And alternative facts have been reported the past 8 years with regularity in the Obama administration. Not a word. The hatred for Trump is so extraordinary and so extreme. And his attitude, again, is, you know, I'm going to look at what the people around me say, but I'm going to do it the way it should be. He's fulfilling all of his pledges that got him elected. I didn't think he would. Yeah, some of them, they're already forcing him. Well, what about the wall? How's he going to get this funded? Oh, they want answers for everything right now, and Obama couldn't come up with a damn answer in 8 years. And that slimy little rat left office with a payment of 200, try to, right as he got out of the door, you know, $221 million to the PLO. He wouldn't do that. Well, he would. I mean, he's so brazen, he would. But he just tried to sneak it out, and Trump says, And now there are threats coming that if Israel moves their capital to Jerusalem, there's going to be war. And my answer is go to hell. We have not had the you-know-what to stand up. And for 8 years. And I was thinking, you know, I mean, Bush, you know, George W., you know, at the time, he went in with the right information. Kerry approved it. Hillary approved it. They all accepted the intelligence. And they're all blaming everybody else. They accepted the same intelligence. There was reason at that point to go to war. He didn't have what's called an exit strategy. He went into nation building. He did a lot of dumb things, George W. To my dying day, I'll know he did the right thing by going into Iraq. And I've talked about that so many times on here, I don't want to do it right now. Now, I want to get into the issue of torture. Oh, I hope I get a lot of emails on today's show. I've been getting them. I hope I get it. I'm already getting a bunch coming in. And complimentary. If they're not, I don't care. Send them. I don't care. I'll take them. Just be nice. You know, I'm nice on here every day. Torture. My position, which means nothing. I torture. I'd cut off one finger at a time. Oh, I am a terrible person to save one American life. All these people, the recidivism who have been released from Guantanamo, over a third are going back into battle, and Obama wanted them all released. Barack Obama, in addition to being the world's worst president of this country, is a terrible human being. People say, well, if you had a chance to meet him, would you shake his hand? Would you do this? I really don't know the answer. I mean, I'd love to talk with him. I missed an opportunity. I didn't know he was going to be president. At the John Kennedy Library in line when his lying book came out. And I just didn't want to wait in line. Wouldn't have mattered. Of course, you can't look ahead to the future. And I try to be reasonable. If you go to my website, StuTaylor.com, and click on where it says photo gallery, I mean, I've got me on there with Jesse Jackson. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to sell myself. I'm just saying I leave myself a lot of leeway. But the issue with torture, when Trump says he believes in torture, I mean, he comes on, he tells the truth. I believe in torture. What do you think went on in World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War, the Korean War? What do you think went on, ladies? And do you think there was any torture committed, perpetrated by us? It wasn't just the enemy. Yeah. And look at the results. Well, at least the results through World War I, World War II, the Korean War, we started to get a little back offish. And then as soon as they got into Vietnam and all these other conflicts, I mean, it's been a disgrace because we didn't have people like Mad Dog Mathis and Kelly, Mike Pompeo, Donald Trump. We didn't have them. We've got them now. We have to win these wars. There are many wars going on domestically and nationally, internationally. We've got to win them. So Trump said diplomatically, you know, he talked with people and intelligence people and they're for torture and it works. It worked with the 9/11 guy, that repulsive figure. I can't think of his name. It worked with him. They got information like crazy. So Pompeo and Mad Dog Mathis supposedly aren't for it. Maybe that was just for the Senate hearings. If he had a lie to those SOBs. I'm not saying it. Or double talk them or get around it, because otherwise you won't get nominated. And you have to, if you're a politician. It's the dirty part of being a politician. And Trump says he's going to listen to them. But this is what I believe, he said. It's what Stu Taylor believes. It's what a lot of people believe. America has to be saved. And what Donald Trump has done in the first week, I mean, holy mackerel, it's amazing. It's just starting. I don't know how this guy does it. I have no idea how he does it. He works 24/7. I gotta sleep. Some people just don't. And I look forward to my sleep every night. I'm so happy he won. I'm so happy that Donald Trump won. And those of you who are skeptics, and just be patient, realize he's done more in 6 days than Obama did in 8 years. I'm not kidding when I say that. I'm not exaggerating. Tell me what Barack Obama did, what he the betterment of this country. All right, we're going to reschedule David Horowitz. This stuff, it just happens.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.